From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. People are gathering at the presidential palace in Warsaw with candles and flowers to mourn the death of their president. Lech Kaczynski was on a plane that crashed in western Russia today. Kyle James reports there were 96 people on board.
The Tupolev plane carrying President Kaczynski crashed as it neared Smolensk Airport, about 275 miles west of Moscow. It's believed the plane hit trees as it was approaching the runway in thick fog and then caught fire. Pictures from the scene showed charred parts of the airplane strewn across a wooded area. The regional governor told Russian television there were no survivors. Along with President Kaczynski and his wife, Poland's central bank governor and several senior government officials were on board the plane. They were all flying to a commemoration of Russian and Polish victims of Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. Kaczynski was 60 years old. In the case of a Polish president's death, the Speaker of the lower chamber of parliament takes over as head of state. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.
The death toll from Monday's coal mine explosion in West Virginia is now 29. Federal Mine Safety and Health Administrator Kevin Strickland says the bodies of four missing miners were found in the same area where the others were discovered earlier in the week.
They were kind of in the area where they probably would have been expected. It was just the conditions and the smoke was just so great that the rescuers, in a frantic means to try to get in there and see if we had any survivors, just walk by him in those conditions.
Those conditions being heavy smoke and toxic gases that forced searchers to turn back three times. The coal mine disaster is the nation's worst since 1970. A federal judge in Southern California will hear the more than 200 lawsuits brought against Toyota because of problems with unexpected acceleration. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the decision to consolidate the cases was made by a panel of federal judges.
The federal cases have been filed in more than two dozen states. Now they will all be heard in the courtroom of U.S. District Judge James Selna in Orange County, south of Los Angeles. He was appointed in 2003 by former President George W. Bush. His courtroom is close to Toyota's U.S. headquarters. The lawsuits basically fall into two categories. More than 100 suits are potential class action cases brought by Toyota owners who allege that their vehicles have lost value since the manufacturer recalled more than 8 million cars. At least another 100 lawsuits are pursuing damages for injuries or deaths. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has connected 52 deaths with Toyota's acceleration problems and imposed a $16.4 million fine earlier this week. Plaintiffs' attorneys say that damages in the lawsuits could run into the billions. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Federal regulators took over a bank in South Carolina yesterday, the 42nd bank failure this year. Beach First is based in Myrtle Beach. This is NPR News. A memorial service will be held this morning in Oklahoma for Wilma Mankiller, who led the Cherokee Nation from 1985 until 1995. She was one of the more prominent American Indian leaders in recent years and one of the few women to lead a major tribe. Wilma Mankiller died Tuesday of pancreatic cancer. She was 64. In South Africa, the funeral of white supremacist Eugene Terblanche was held without incident yesterday, despite concerns about potential racial clashes. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt reports.
Thousands of whites poured into the tiny farming town of Ventersdorp for the funeral service of Eugene Terblanche, a hero to Afrikaners, a vicious racist to blacks, including the family of one he shot in the head and left brain damaged. There was a heavy police presence, but despite the size and angry mood of the massive crowd, calm prevailed. Mourners sang Die Stimme, the apartheid national anthem, even as most harshly criticized ruling ANC Youth League President Julius Malema for singing Kill the Boer, the Dutch word for farmer. The song dates back to the years of the fight against apartheid. Many blame Malema for creating a climate that resulted in Terblanche's death, with at least one mourner calling him a baboon. He was buried on his farm where he was beaten to death last week, allegedly by two farm laborers over a wage dispute. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Ventersdorp, South Africa.
In professional golf, the third round of the Masters tournament gets underway later this morning in Augusta, Georgia. Tiger Woods is in a five-way tie for second place with a 2-under 70. He says it feels good to be back in contention. Woods had taken a five-month break to attend to his personal life. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.